Kenneth Weichda. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats. So you really just have to be ready at all times if you're going to be a street photographer. I was visiting with some friends last weekend, and we were sitting on an outdoor patio having happy hour drinks, and it started to get cool because the sun went down behind the building. And I said, I'm going to run to my car and get my jacket, because I had a jacket in my car. Of course, I took my camera with me, and I ended up creating a series of photos of a mom spotting her kids who were climbing on a fence, like kids like to do. The camera has to be on. The camera has to be ready. It was as I was walking that I'm shooting these, and there's no such thing as, oh, I didn't bring my camera this time. Oh, I didn't have the camera set for exposure and focus. I couldn't get it that quickly. You have to get it that quickly. You have to always have your camera set for exposure and focus. I have a 28 millimeter lens on my camera, and I know that if I focus it at 12 feet and I shoot at a 2/1000th of a second at f8, I'm going to get everything in focus as long as it's at least 6 feet away from my camera. And they were. I'll put a link to that group of photos in the show notes if you want to see them. And it goes back every time to the same answer. You have to always be on. You have to always be ready. You always have to be watching and looking. That's the job of a street photographer, not just to go out and do a photo walk once in a while, but just to go about and do your life. And while you're doing your life, finding these amazing moments, if you're just willing to have yourself ready and able to capture it, get it, save it, and make it your street photography. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.